A little after 4 o'clock, 4:07 to be exact. It is the Trifecta, 590 WKZO. My name is Jay, he's Jim, that's Roger.
Yo.
Tipster reporting a traffic accident eastbound I-94, mile marker 121 in Albion. Emergency vehicles are in the median.
Not a good thing.
No, and in fact, if you text traffic to 80373, you already had that accident.
Yeah.
It would have been right to your phone. It's one of the things that we do. By the way, if you see an accident, you can safely either text us at 80373 or you can call us at 382-4280. Be helpful.
Yeah.
We all are kind of, it's one big happy, you know, hopefully accident-free family. That's what we're hoping for.
And we share information with each other.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
By the way, the answer to the question is $50.
Okay.
The answer to the question, Jim, is $50.
How much Roger owes me?
He owes you a lot more than that.
Yeah.
Oh.
Last time I checked. Yeah.
It's well into the hundreds.
Oh, I didn't think his wife was supposed to know, though.
Yeah. So don't talk about it, Jim.
Gotcha.
Okay, I'm sorry. Hey, Jay?
Yes.
Can I postpone your $50 for a second?
The answer to the question is $50. Go, okay. Jim.
We're out at the USTAs today.
Yes.
A little bit of excitement today. Both the number one and number two seeds in the 18s had to survive three set matches to win, and both of them were down early. Number one seed Gage Breimer was lost the first set to M.M. McDonald's 6-1, came back to win 6-4, and then 7-6 in a five-game tiebreaker. And number two seed Noah Rubin went down to Ronnie Schneider 6-2 and then battled back and won 6-3 and then won 7-5, 7-5. So both of our top seeds in the 18 had a little trouble today.
Huh.
They won, but they had some difficulty. So, and both of those were on during right around lunchtime. So those who came out here for lunch saw a couple of whale of matches, which is really kind of cool.
You know what's great is they try to put the best seeds and the best matches on at lunch. So if you have time,
yeah.
It's like, hey,
yeah.
Look, go get some blueberries and cream and go check that out.
Have you had blueberries and cream yet, Jim?
No.
This was supposed to be your day, Jimmy.
Yeah.
I know.
We're vicariously living.
Yeah. Tomorrow, you say?
I'm going to be out here tomorrow, and I thought, what better day to finish off the coverage than for me to have blueberries and cream?
All right. That sounds good. The answer to your question is
$50. $50.
The question is, how much does the state charge for overweight trucks?
$50?
Really?
Really?
Governor Snyder said yesterday, Michigan should review its nominal permit fees it charges overweight trucks. The governor's comments were in response to the Free Press that said Sunday, $50 permits are a bargain compared with neighboring states.
It shows. Yeah.
Oh, that's the permit to go in the state.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's low.
Yeah.
And do Canadian trucks have to purchase that?
I would think any truck that was overweight would have to purchase that.
In American money.
It shows fines. It shows that fines for overweight trucks don't even go towards repairing the roads, but to a local library system where the fine was issued.
Well, that's because all fines.
I know.
Take that.
Well,
approach.
I gotcha. But if you charge the permit, wouldn't you think that the permit then should go towards fixing the roads?
Oh, I'm not disagreeing
keep in mind,
with you.
And keep in mind, you know, let's just. Sidebar this for a second. The governor is looking for a way to fund a fix of the roads, which we all can agree, liberal, Democrat, independent, conservative, it doesn't matter. We all think the roads suck.
Yeah,
the roads are crap. Yep. 100% unmitigated, no BS, just crap.
Some of the worst roads in the country. And so we want people to come here and travel our beautiful, pure Michigan.
That's pure Michigan.
But we want them to do it on really crappy roads.
Yeah. Snyder said it's premature to say the fees should be increased, but two key House lawmakers handling transportation, one a Republican, one a Democrat, said the fees need to go up.
And the fines, I would think, for being overweight need to go up.
Wayne Schmidt. Traverse City, chairman of the House Transportation Infrastructure, and Marilyn Lane of Fraser, committee vice chairwoman, said it's difficult to sell Snyder's proposal to increase an extra $1.2 billion a year in road revenues by increasing fuel taxes and vehicle registrations until inequities such as the overweight truck permit fee are addressed.
You got to think the Michigan Truckers Association is opposed.
Here's the thing. Hang on, before I get to here's the thing. Michigan Department of Transportation raised $4.5 million from a sale about 104 special permits for oversized overweight trucks in 2011 or 2012. Overweight loads accounted for more than 41,000 of the permits generated for about $2.7 million.
And so we could have $5 million if we just doubled that $50 permit.
Unlike neighboring states of Wisconsin, Ohio, Indiana, which sell permits for overweight trucks on a sliding scale based on weight, Michigan charges a flat fee of $50.
Well, there's another problem. The heavier the truck, the more you pay, because the more damage they're doing to the roads. That's why I asked if Canadian trucks have to have this permit.
I would think any truck that was over would have to have the permit.
Good. Because, you know,
I can't imagine that it would. I mean, again, I have no fact. I'm just looking at this going, well, look, if you're going to charge trucks for the vehicle, yeah, for overweight vehicles, yeah, you're, you know, I think any truck, Canadian, American, otherwise.
Good. You know, I had a business that had regular truck deliveries of heavy goods. Seed trucks came to my little store twice a week.
Yeah.
And for a while, I used a company from Ohio, and they said they deliberately overloaded their trucks coming to Michigan because they could skirt the weigh stations, and they, by loading the truck heavier, only had to make four trips to Michigan during the week versus coming up every day.
Right.
And but they knew they could get away with it.
Sure. Well, it's obvious they can.
Yeah. And if you do get caught, it's not that big a deal.
What's a 50? What are you going to get? A fine? You're going to go to a library? Okay, fine, whatever.
Yeah.
I agree. You know, I agree with, I don't remember exactly who said it, if it was Schmidt or Lane. They said you can't start telling everyone we're going to raise the gas tax and we're going to raise the
Registration fee on your car.
If you're going to continue this way,
but we're not going to interfere with trucks.
Here's the drawback to this, and here's where I was going to go a little bit ago. Here's the deal, though. What do you think happens if they raise the amount of money for the oversized trucks, and they raise the amount from 150 to 150 or 200 or 300 or 500? Who do you think really ends up paying for that in the end?
You and me.
Yeah. With that tomato that we end up buying, or the seed that you end up buying, or it's a pass-through expense.
Yep.
Now, mind you, that pass-through expense may be passed through to an awful lot of people, so it doesn't seem mega big.
But at least they're, it's being shared by everybody who uses the roads, not just the people who live in Michigan. I mentioned that seed company from Ohio. Yeah. They didn't pay any taxes in Michigan. It's not their roads they were abusing with overweight trucks.
I'm telling you, there's a fix to all this.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, there's a fix. Roger, there is a fix to all of this. It's an easy fix. It's called a toll road, or several of them. Every time I bring it up, somebody cringes.
Yeah, me. That's just...
Is that just silly talk?
Yeah. First, Michigan has a long history of freeways. That's why we call them freeways, Jake.
Well, evidently, we have a long history of undercharging people to come in and bash and crap on our roads, too. Well, I mean, we have a long history of doing a lot of things. That doesn't necessarily mean that we have to continue that way.
But we can change history without putting in toll booths. Have you ever driven around Chicago
on the
tri-state?
Yes.
You stop every 10 miles.
You buy an I-Pass. Life is grand. You don't ever have to stop again. Open road tolling. They've got the technology. I would say that you're right. 10 years ago, well, I hated doing that. But now, these trucks, these cars, everybody just buys the open road tolling and they go down the road.
Do you have that when you go?
Absolutely. I would never do it any other way.
Oh.
If you've never done it, Rod, you don't have one?
No.
You should buy one and try it and then tell me.
Okay.
And then tell me how horrible it is when you go 75 miles an hour and you're just going right around the city on the tri-state. Really, really, really easy. That's why I say at this point in time, it becomes the I-94, 69, put it on the main I-75. Let's just call this what it is. Let's just make this easy.
That just pushes poor people off the highways and onto secondary roads.
What it does is it charges then the folks that are using the roads to use the roads.
Are you going to charge them for using secondary roads
no,
as well?
No, you end up using them. You know, again, what locals do is they stay off of I-94 just like they do in Chicago. You don't think folks in Chicago get on the highway if they don't have to? Same thing would be here. Okay. You'd end up not using a lot of those roads. But can you imagine how much money you could actually make in order then to use that to get us better roads? I think it's worthwhile. I think it's something that no one wants to talk about, except in dark rooms with, you know.
Let's start with something less traumatic, like making trucks pay their fair share and making the fines for overweight trucks so it would really discourage people from overloading trucks and damaging the roads. I think we can start without having to go to putting in toll booths on all of our expressways here in Michigan.
I have a mayo and a tuna moment.
Okay.
All right. You know all those places along the highway that are weigh stations?
Yeah.
All right. You're going to have to put in a few more, but you convert those weigh stations into a combination weigh station pay plaza. And so what each trucker has to do is it carries a card from his company, and they weigh it. And according to the weight, then the trucker enters that card, swipes the card, does whatever, and the state automatically charges the company the fee that it would cost to have that truck go, you know. So if it weighs in at 550,000 pounds and it's over, then the company gets charged the extra money. The trucker doesn't have to pay it. The company has to pay it.
But you could also take Jay's idea of toll roads and just collect tolls from commercial vehicles.
That would get
money from the Canadian trucks that use the highway.
Let me just ask you, though. Do you drive on the Ohio Turnpike?
No.
Do you do Pennsylvania Turnpike?
Indiana? No, I avoid toll roads. I do.
When I go to New York,
I drive the right along the lakeshore past Cedar Point to avoid giving them $4 on the toll road. Because I hate toll roads.
I understand that. But you know what's really nice about the Ohio and Indiana toll road and Pennsylvania too, the turnpike?
What?
They're really nice.
Well, they're
a hell of a lot nicer than what they are in I-75, I-94, I-69, US-131.
Yeah, they don't have built-in speed bumps.
That's what I'm saying. I mean, it becomes the, look, we can sit here and have this conversation as a state and go, gee, you know, we all agree our roads aren't very good. According to the latest proposal, it's going to take $1.2 billion to fix said roads. Now, how do we fund it? We can talk about all we want about fuel taxes and vehicle registrations and raising this fee. In the end, we're the ones who are going to pay for it unless you can figure out a different way to do it. I think the toll road, at least it takes that in and moves that across as many people as you possibly can. And that is the folks that are using the roads the most, they're the ones who are going to pay the most. Folks that are using the roads the least, those are the ones who have to pay the least. It makes sense in my mind. To me, that's the fairest way to do it.
I'm surprised the phones aren't ringing. Either
toll road.
For the toll roads supporting you or opposed to ending Michigan freeways. That's why we called them freeways. And,
back in my day, we had freeways. Now, you kids get off my lawn with your toll roads.
Exactly.
I know. You hate this idea. I understand it. You've always hated this idea. I actually think this is the same reason why you can't stand the fare tax. You and I just are diametrically opposed on both of these.
Yes.
I think for the same reasons.
Yes, they're regressive. It makes poor people pay more than their fair share.
I would disagree. I will disagree until the day I die.
Okay.
I will use the toll roads because they're better roads.
Okay. Next time you're going to a Tiger game, go down, get on the Indiana Turnpike, drive to Toledo, and then come back up north. You can get toll
it's
road travel.
It's quicker to do I-94. Thank you.
Oh.
You always have to do the gas prices and the quicker, my friend. I just say there's a fix. I'm just telling you, there's a fix. It's an easy fix.
But we can certainly start with dealing with the overweight trucks. That's a good beginning point before we jump to toll roads.
You know, Ohio, there's one case that they talk about in the Free Press where Ohio would charge someone $5,000 a truck, where we charge them $50.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
For the weight and the amount of it's crazy.
Yeah.
All right, so they're doing a brand extension, by the way, Roger, on Pure Michigan.
Heard that in the news.
Yeah, there's a brand extension coming. I don't know if you agree or disagree. We'll get your thoughts on it here in just a couple of minutes. It is the Trifecta, 590 WKZO.
The American Legislative Exchange Council has a spectrum of protesters outside its 40th annual meeting in Chicago this week. With WKZO News, I'm Sam Harreld. Rob South reports.
ALEC says its members discuss limited government and free market legislation, but Brendan Fisher with the Center for Media and Democracy says an investigation by his group has identified hundreds of templates for legislation that ALEC gives to state lawmakers to take back to their state capitals. He says it's a collection of laws that make it easier for corporations to make more money, pollute, and keep wages low.
We call it a corporate bill mill. They bring corporations together with state legislators and push model legislation that benefits those same corporate interests and special interests that are bankrolling ALEC.
ALEC has been connected to the Stand Your Ground laws backed by the National Rifle Association and anti-union laws that passed in the Midwest. I'm Rob South reporting.
From the WKZO.com newsroom, I'm Sam Harreld.
Don't get stuck in traffic.
Honk, honk.
Traffic. Text traffic to 80373. Just another service of WKZO.
It is the Trifecta, 590 WKZO. My name is Jay. He's Jim.
Yep.
That guy's always Roger.
Yeah.
Some guy thinks I'm full of it about the Indiana Toll Road.
I should
go drive it again. I can't.
Are we going to talk to him?
It was a text.
Oh, okay.
Would it help if we gave people who were lower income or right at the poverty level a card that they could whiz like an iPass that would give them the ability to go through the toll roads at little or no cost?
That would make it more acceptable to me.
Well, it's like
why not? Because we're going to do that with a fair tax anyway.
Well, I said that's why I bring it up with the fair tax, and you don't like that either. But that's okay. I mean, I understand.
You and I are
opposed on this one. I get it.
I just think it's going to increase the overhead while we have a whole new government bureaucracy figuring out this prebate thing.
Well, you like the idea of
understand what the hell a prebate is.
That's funny because
job creator.
That's funny because I have the same argument against Obamacare. So that's okay.
It's a job creator.
Hence the reason why we can't talk politics unless we really want to get into it, my friend.
Yes.
There's a cap on.
I'm out here in the sunshine. When the blood starts flying,
I
don't get hit.
When the fingers start wagging, that's usually a dangerous sign.
Yeah.
There's a cap on overweight trucks that can't be a half a million pounds. Hang on. There isn't anything really that heavy minus a load, a quarry truck or a locomotive. So I don't know what exactly that means. But, there's several others as far as comments go on. Seems to be that folks don't exactly like the idea of the toll road, which I kind of figured. There's one that says, hey, look, I like the idea of the toll road.
Oh.
I drive a semi, avoid the toll roads because they're so rough. So, yeah.
So he's saying toll roads are not necessarily good.
Same guy talked about the Indiana thing. He said, hey, look, I'll be on it this weekend. I'll tell you. Indiana, I've been on Ohio. I think Ohio's good. By the way, another caller said, hey, look, the last thing you want to do is emulate anything from Ohio.
True.
I think he hated Ohio.
Well.
Genuinely hate.
I got a friend who doesn't like driving there anymore because.
You know, Ohio allows triple trailers, too.
Oh, yeah. So do a number of other states with toll roads.
Would adding one more trailer. Would that lower the cost because then companies or truckers could take more to where they need to go?
Well, yeah, that's part of how they sell it. Matter of fact, on the New York State Thruway, at interchanges, they have a state facility for dropping and picking up those trailers. You can't take the truck trains off the thruway. But every exit has a facility for dropping and picking up pups, I guess is what truckers call them.
All right, so Lou Ann wants to comment on my idea of toll roads. I don't know if she's for or if she's against, Raj.
Okay.
100% for it.
Oh, really? Okay.
And your rationale is?
Well, it makes no sense to me why we don't charge people to use our roads. You're using the road, you should pay for the road. You come into our state, you should pay, just like when you come into other states, you're coming across from Canada, you should pay. I shouldn't have to pay more in a gas tax. I just feel that that's really about the fairest way to do it.
Well, you think about it, and hang on, Roger, before you go any further. Indiana, toll road. Ohio, toll road. Wisconsin, no toll road. Illinois, toll road. I mean, so we're really surrounded by states that have toll roads. We're the easiest way and the cheapest way to get from Canada to Illinois, and Illinois is going to charge you when they get there. Not only are we the cheapest way, if you wanted to give an oversized truck and roll through here, this is the way to come.
Oh, yeah. $50.
Yeah, $50. That's a cheap permit.
Yeah, no problem.
All right, thank you, Luann. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
All right. I'm just telling you, there's something is wrong in the way that we have this structured.
Yeah, that I agree with, but I don't think making people pay extra after they pay their taxes to drive on Michigan roads is the way to grapple with that issue, especially since it's trucks that do the majority of harm.
Toll road.
I'm thinking that's not the way to go.
Oh, I'm sure you're not. It's all good. We can disagree. It's part of the charm. It is a trifecta. 590 WKZO.
It is the trifecta. That guy over there, that's Jay. And at the National Junior and Boys Tennis Tournament is our good friend Jim McKinney.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Jay's been talking on the phone. I think there's people who are on my side that we don't need toll roads.
Oh, there's a big surprise.
Actually, what we have is an accident on I-94 westbound, just past Galesburg.
Would a toll road help with that?
It might, because it makes for a better road.
Okay.
Now, Dave's got a thought on this whole toll road thing.
Hi, Dave.
Yeah, hello. The $50 is per load. Permit is per load.
Okay.
And you have a designated route that you must take. Also, there's a sliding scale on the overload. It can be as much as $1 a pound.
Still way under, though, some of the other states, right?
No.
It's not under the other states?
No, it's usually equal. I got caught this spring. 5,000 pounds was $1,000, but that was low because it's a sliding scale. If it had been any more than that, they'd have kept, it figures out to, roughly 20 cents a pound there. But if I'd have been, let's say, 6,000 over, it went to like 26, 28 cents and then just keeps right on going.
Now, that's a fine for just being overweight, not getting an overweight permit, correct?
Yeah, you get the permit is per load. So when you're talking about $50,
yeah,
that's not like a $50 permit per year. That's $50 per load. And then there's a limit on that, too, of the weight.
But other states charge a lot more for that, correct?
I don't know. I never had to get permits for other states.
Oh. But a chart that we were looking at says that in Wisconsin, that a load would be $1,500, and yet in Michigan, we only charge $50.
Okay. Because like I said, I never ran, had to get permits for all the loads, just Michigan. And you have a designated route that you must take and all that kind of stuff, designated times. For instance, in Kalamazoo County, you see those guys that are hauling those blades for the wind machines and stuff. There's certain times of the day that going through Kalamazoo County, they can't go. They used to have to hold them out there at the rest area.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And then wait for a certain time before you could go through. Because I've also gotten tickets for going through at the wrong time of day with my permit.
All right. Thanks, Dave. I appreciate it.
Okay. Thank you.
You bet. By the way, one more quick texter says, I would rather pay more for a gas tax than have a toll road. I disagree, but okay. I mean, if that's what you want to do, that's fine.
Well, but gas taxes are regressive, too. I will give you that.
I think the fairest way to do it is just to say everybody who's using the roads, that's what you got to do. I'm not talking about Indiana, who I think the Indiana toll road's owned by a German company. I think the
leased
by a German company, and I think the the Skyway in Chicago. That's
same
leased.
Company. Yeah.
I'm not talking that. I'm talking, hey, look, put it in the coffers of the state.
So you wouldn't be in favor of having a European company manage the
I don't think you want to go that way. I don't think governor, you know, if the governor wanted to, he could have made that pitch. I don't think that would have went any further than what he did to say the roads are bad. We need to fund new roads. Here is what we're going to do. We're going to raise the gas tax and we're going to increase the registration fees and hear crickets.
No.
I mean, it's again, you know, there is no easy way to figure this out. There is no real magic bullet here. There's no way that it's not going to end up costing all of us more to improve the roads. There's just no way to there's no real way unless you have found a way to, you know, make a whole bunch of cash in your basement. And if you have, let us in on it.
How do you get one of these electronic passes for the tri-state?
I stopped on one of the Oasises.
Okay,
they sell on Monday through Friday, whatever during business hours.
And how much does it cost? Did it cost?
I think
you
it was
to
10,
buy one?
$10 for the deposit. When I return it, I can get it, and then they automatically put another $20 in your account.
Okay, so then
gotta have a credit card.
You put make it right them the a low interest or no interest loan.
Oh yeah, no, it's
until you use that.
Well, I said there's. I mean, when you cash it in, you get your money back on the deposit, and you know they just take from you every time that you go through, and it's half the cost of what it would be for cash.
Oh, so, really?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I didn't realize was. I just thought they were selling those for convenience.
No, it's half the price, man.
Oh.
Roger's going to be getting himself an iPad.
Yeah. It just became more attractive to me. Hey, Jim, have you ever used one of those iPasses?
Yes.
Oh.
Yep.
Where? Where did Chicago?
I was driving through Illinois and back to visit a friend in Wisconsin. And she told me that I should get an iPass when I was getting ready to go through because it would be a lot cheaper. And it was right. Jay is 100% right. It cost me about 50% for the pass of what it would have cost me if I'd done the toll thing.
And they're good in multiple states. You don't have to buy one just for the tri-state.
No, iPass is for Illinois only.
No, you can use it in Indiana.
Can you use it in Indiana? Well, I didn't use it in Indiana.
Pennsylvania,
so I don't know.
And Ohio too.
Okay.
How about New York?
Might be.
Maybe. I don't know.
Might
I guess
be.
I'd have to look. I only use it in Illinois. And
yeah, I think
great.
I did. In fact. So yeah, I think in Jersey.
Oh.
I think it's. I think they work it that way.
So now, it's any toll road.
I believe so. Rich McGalla actually says I don't have a legal opinion, but I have a way for us to go.
Okay. First of all, I have an iPass too, and it is good for the Midwest, including. I think it does include New Jersey, Virginia, and the eastern states as well. It does not work in Florida.
Okay.
But, you know, and if you're renting a car, you can also put it in a rental car as well.
A lot of things don't work in Florida, but that's a whole other topic.
But here's my why, you know, because, again, I have an iPass, so I'm paying a toll when I travel out of state. Why shouldn't they be paying when they're traveling in my state? Why they're using my highway, why just make Michigan residents pay the increased cost of road repair, and why not do a tollway where anybody who uses it pays?
Rich, doesn't that, though, penalize less affluent people? and make it more difficult for them to
use? I make pretty good money, and I don't feel penalized. And so I would get applies to everybody across the board.
That's my point, Rich, is that you make pretty good money, and so it's not a problem for you.
I think, you know, the funny part about when you say that, there are ways, people in Chicago that don't have money and don't have an iPass aren't going on the highway. There are still back roads, Roger.
If you're not as affluent, aren't you more likely to be using public transportation?
Correct.
Because you can't afford insurance and everything else that goes along with the vehicle to begin with? I mean, if you're depending, we're scaling everything, of course. And couldn't some of the money be used to broaden the public transportation as well? I'm not opposed to that. Because the more people that use the public transportation, the less busy I'm going to have as far as using the freeway, and won't be like in Chicago waiting for 2 hours on the Dan Ryan to go 2 miles through town.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, absolutely.
Been there, done that. Bought the T-shirt. Thanks, Rich. I appreciate it.
Yeah, I spent 6 hours going from near Schaumburg around to Gary, Indiana, just getting through the tri-state. The weather was bad, it was snowing, and there were accidents. It was just a zoo. And the fact I was paying to use the road didn't make me feel all warm and fuzzy.
So if we got it for free, you'd be fine with it?
I'd be less frustrated.
I don't think that's possible. more reports from texters about the accident eastbound I-94 just past Galesburg. Just wanted to bring that up again so that you know that. And, of course, you can text traffic at any point to 80373 to get traffic reports right to your phone. And you can call us at any time, 382-4280, to report any traffic accidents.
Is traffic getting through? It's not a standstill.
It's a one-lane accident in a left lane, so you want to go in the right lane if you're heading eastbound on 94.
Okay. And speaking of one lane,
yeah,
I have to give a tip of the hat to MDOT for how they're doing the M43 bridge over 131 down here. It has been far less of a traffic hassle than I thought it was going to be. It's actually been fairly easy. Have you been through there, Jim? I guess he's saying
I have not.
No,
I have not been through there.
There's two lanes outbound and inbound. One lane has to get onto 131 South, and the other lane goes straight through. And I've never really encountered a backup, and I go through there multiple times a day. I had other routes mapped out for how to get to work from that end of town, and I've not had to use them. And so tip of the hat to MDOT for making this a lot less inconvenient than I had anticipated.
See, it's funny you should say
being.
That, because I actually remembered at the last second that I couldn't get on the highway on 131 off of, and I had to do some reconfiguring of my route.
Yeah.
It's the only time it actually affected me, to be honest.
Yeah. For those of us who go through there regularly, yeah, we're not surprised by what ramp is closed, but it looks like they're getting close to putting pavement down on
that would be good
on the bridge. So that's a healthy sign toward normalcy.
All right, the text of the day to 80373. Forget the state road. Sell them all to Marty Maroon.
Jim will love that one.
Yeah.
What do you think, Jimmy? You in on that?
What's that again?
Said, forget all the state roads. Sell them all to Marty Maroon.
Yes, there you go.
You drive on his bridge,
roads. All the roads will lead to his bridge until it falls into the Detroit River.
See, I think you'd love that idea.
So, guys, just an update here. USTA, 18 singles. The number one team is in danger of losing. Noah Rubin and Martin Redlicki are down 6-3, 3-0 to an unranked team, JT Nishimura and Bill Griffith.
All right.
So we could have an upset in the doubles.
All right.
All right, so now I've got another text that says westbound I-94, just west of Galesburg.
That is in the triangle.
Oh, it's in the triangle. Yeah, the Galesburg Triangle is a mess.
Yeah.
Just know it.
Yeah. Either way, any way you go,
it's... any way you want to cut it, it's still a mess. All right, so we've got the extension of Pure Michigan.
Yes.
We're going to extend Pure Michigan. We'll talk a little bit about that and get Roger's take on it, too, because he so loves the extension of Pure Michigan.
Well, I just think it's something we could use to for political purposes.
Well, yeah, there is that, too. It is a trifecta.
For re-election, but he's also pushing for the reform.
It is the trifecta, 590 WKZO. All right, so the Galesburg Triangle is a mess, so that you know. Multiple reports, eastbound slowdown, westbound accident, all in Galesburg. Just know that. Just know it.
Try to avoid it if possible.
Yep. By the way, you can always text traffic to 80373. Get it directly delivered to your phone. It's just one of the things that we do. Oh, and by the way, thank you, tipsters, today, because it's been one of those.
Yeah.
80, you can always get those tipster calls in, 382-4280. So it's cool being in Chicago on Saturday. I was there for Lollapalooza. People everywhere. And what drives down the road on Michigan Avenue but the big Pure Michigan bus?
Really?
Oh, man, it was awesome. How cool was that to be able to... I almost took my camera out, took a big picture, because it was by one of the big, you know, skyscrapers or big buildings there.
Yeah.
Now they're talking about the fact that Pure Michigan can be used not just by the Pure Michigan tourism brand, but the branding could be part of joint advertising and marketing for communities, companies, and organizations. The Michigan Economic Development Corporation, which, by the way, is a sidebar, has been incredibly tepid about anyone else using it up until this point. They have been very protective of the Pure Michigan brand.
And rightfully so. They've invested a lot of money in that brand.
Well, the CEO said the companies in the auto sector have been asking to use Pure Michigan branding in auto and manufacturing strategies. And starting October 1st, companies will be able to do just that. We will create a customized, according to them, Pure Michigan advertising campaign centered around your clusters of business. You could take automotive, you could take dairy, you could take other agricultural products, software. They'll create a customizable opportunity. I'm sure for a price. Probably a hefty price.
They're going to limit the kinds of things that can be done with Pure Michigan.
Well,
right?
I would agree with that.
Yeah.
The move is an extension of what the state has done with the tourism industry. It's worked with 50 partners to jointly advertise cities and tourism across the state. The state has already allowed companies like Kroger and Meijer to use Pure Michigan, which I did not know. Did you know that?
No.
They use it in their brand of the milk industry TV ads. They intend to extend the same kind of opportunity for partners to jointly advertise using the Pure Michigan brand on the business side. Now, keep in mind, when I think we went to a right to work state, there was a stupid, and I'll say stupid, ad put out. And I forget who put it out as Pure Michigan, now right to work state, blah, blah, blah. And Roger, you were against it because you didn't like the brand extension. Now, do you like this idea of businesses and industry being able to use that Pure Michigan? And I'll say this because you said Pure Michigan equated to tourism and tourism only at that point in time.
I think if it's done tastefully, this could work.
But you said you were very adamant about it being only tourism, and that was you told me it was all about tourism at that point.
Well, because to many people we were trying to attract as tourists, it was a negative that Michigan had become a right-to-work state. And there's where I saw the problem. But if you're selling milk that is produced in Michigan, I see it natural to say pure milk from Pure Michigan. I don't see that diluting the brand or adding anything that could be offensive to
people.
But
you didn't mention the adding offensive. You said it was based upon tourism. That was your argument. I remember it vividly. We got into an argument. I wagged my finger at you that day.
And
I remember that.
I see. I remember it.
And I stand by that.
Okay.
That adding the right to work had nothing to do with tourism.
Well, what is the, what is a box of blueberries from LeDuc's?
But they're talking about creating a whole new program that combines pure Michigan into other products. And I don't see where that's a negative. People aren't going to refuse to come to Michigan because we grow blueberries here.
But they
might not come to Michigan because we've become a right-to-work state.
Or they might come to Michigan because they're a right-to-work state.
Right.
Which is what I had said from the get-go, and you told me, no, that just muddies up your brand.
Well,
if you're going to put it on LeDuc blueberries, which I don't have a problem with, I don't have a problem with it. You can put it on milk from Kroger or Meijer.
In favor of right to work, but not all people are.
I understand. I'm in favor of milk and blueberries too.
Okay, cream and blueberries.
Blueberries and cream is delicious. Yes. I would agree.
And that's not going to interfere with people wanting to come to Michigan. Right to work on a tourist ad. It wasn't related to the copy of the ad.
But technically, I'm telling you that these ads, whatever they're going to create, really aren't what the Pure Michigan campaign was designed to do. And that was your point.
But I think
I'm calling you out, Raj.
You're trying, but you're not being successful. There's a negative associated with adding right to work that isn't going to entice people to come here. It's totally unrelated to Pure Michigan.
It's an unneeded brand extension in my mind, but that's okay.
And if we can find a way to sell Michigan products, then I think we've got something to work with there.
I'm not going to call you out anymore. Tigers on tonight. Be listening. 6:40 start. We'll go from number 12 in a row. See how it works. Max Scherzer on the mound for the Tigers. Kalamazoo's afternoon news minutes away.
This is Kalamazoo's news station and Kalamazoo's home for Detroit Tiger baseball. 590 WKZO Kalamazoo.